Text numéro 13. Bad medicine. Patients want drugs to be safe, but even in supposedly well-run health systems, they can be useless or deadly. No one knows exactly what share of medicines are fake, ill-made, stolen, or diverted. But bad pharma is a global problem, which national drug safety agencies are struggling to contain. It particularly afflicts countries where officials are bribable, health systems lax, and consumers desperate. In Nigeria, Africa's largest market for medicines, a survey by the World Health Organization in 2011 found that 64% of antimalarial drugs were fake. Over 70% of drugs consumed in Nigeria are imported from India and China, widely seen as the biggest source of fakes. Salesmen have peddled worthless cures for millennia. But the 21st century is a golden age for bad drugs. Price pressure encourages even well-intentioned firms to cut corners. For criminals, fake pharma is lucrative and the penalties are usually low. Indeed, the drug supply chain is a cheat's paradise. Raw materials come from one place and are processed into active ingredients in another. Manufacturing and packaging may be separate. Before reaching the dispensary, the drug passes through distribution chains and may be repackaged. This creates a regulatory nightmare. In the case of heparin, a contaminated blood thinner that killed 149 American people in 2008, Chinese suppliers replaced the main ingredient with a cheaper, dangerous substance that still passed authentication tests. This year, Avastin, a cancer medicine, hopped from Turkey to Britain to America through a Canadian online pharmacy. It was fake and contained no active ingredient. Some international operations are led to stem the scourge. The latest raids involved 100 countries and shut down over 18,000 online pill pushers. Yet most international efforts are moving slowly. For years, governments and companies have talked about track-and-trace systems to identify and authenticate medicine. Though the technology exists, countries cannot agree what to use. Different firms hawk their own schemes. Regulators disagree about what to track. So, individual states are taking their own steps. Nigeria has spearheaded an impressive counterattack, which has brought the share of fake medicine from half to a tenth in 5 years. One means is TruScan, a cheap, handheld spectroscope that allows officials to spot fakes at the point of import. China has staged big seizures of fakes, detaining 2,000 people in August. It executed its top drug official in 2007 for approving untested medicine in exchange for bribes. America's Food and Drug Administration, FDA, has steadily reached abroad. Since 2008, it has opened offices in China, India, South Africa, Mexico, Belgium, and many other countries. A recent law sets higher penalties for counterfeiters and allocates more money to the agency to inspect more factories overseas. But even the FDA admits it cannot police the world's drug supply alone. Adapted from The Economist, October 2012.